what advice, I think it's really important for people to understand that it's okay for them not to have a natural heart feel yet. That everybody has their own natural talents and natural skills. And that for me, it was not automatic for me to not judge and not blame. And it was not automatic for me to look behind for what was really going on. But what I did was I just decided that I wanted to notice when I wasn't in that space that I wanted to be. And I had to kind of work on not judging or blaming myself around it either. That was a really big, important part for me. So what advice could you give, Nora, for people to develop that heart feel that is just so, you know, such a lovely space to live in?
Well, first of all, it's just so important to stop all the time following the brain saying, well, but I just have to do this because, and I just have to do this because, and I just have to do this because. It's different if you say, well, I decide to do this and it brings me, you know, I just dedicate to do this and I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for this opportunity to do if it's something not so nice. But really finding also things that bring grace. I mean, for me, it's dancing and sun and drumming and singing and connecting. It's not just nice thing to do. For me, it's all about connection. So whatever it is, being, sitting in a veranda and having the time for looking at sunset and just things which really bring this kind of,
you just lost her. Done. Okay, so I'll finish that one with what I think, and Nora can come back in when she gets back in. So, Nora and I were talking about this when she was visiting here a few weeks back, and the heart feel for our horses comes from living the heart feel in our whole lives, not just pulling it out when we're with the horse. That's probably the biggest piece of advice that we can actually have about developing the heart feel. So I'm thinking that at the 3-hour mark,